Magna Land Use Hearing Officer Meeting, Thursday, April 29th, 2021. The time is 7:32 PM. Okay, take it away, Greg.
And again, this is Greg, the hearing officer, Greg serving as the hearing officer, and where this is an electronic meeting, I do need to read in for the record the written determination of not having an anchor location for the public to attend this event. So, the Magna Land Use Hearing Officer meeting is scheduled. It was scheduled to hold a public hearing today, beginning at 7:30 p.m. pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 52-4-207, Subsection 4. And I, Greg Schultz, have determined that in my capacity as the Land Use Hearing Officer, we will hold this meeting without an anchor location due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which presents a substantial risk for the health and safety of those who may be present at the anchor location. This determination is based on the following. One, pursuant to the public health orders issued by the state of Utah and Salt Lake County, the Magna Metro Township has been determined to be classified as being in a moderate transmission category, meaning significant person-to-person transmission of the virus continues to occur in Magna. And two, as the low vaccination rates continue to exist in Magna, public attendance at a meeting at an anchor location poses high risks of person-to-person transmission of the virus. This written determination shall expire 30 days from today, dated 29 April 2021, by me, Gregory L. Schultz, serving as the Land Use Hearing Officer. So, with that, we'll kick this meeting off officially. We're here to hear case number VAR 2021-00259. Wendy, if you could read in the record what were the information.
Let me unmute myself. Seagull Properties LLC is requesting a side yard setback variance from 20 feet to 9 feet. And the planner is Diana Martinez.
Diana.
Nathan, do you want to take the presentation as well, or do you just want to
begin? I can just give a very quick overview of the issue. So, just for the record, this variance is intended, is part of a settlement between the Magna Metro Township and Mr. Sago. This issue stems from a stormwater pipeline easement that Salt Lake County obtained for this particular parcel in 1978. Under the terms of the easement, Salt Lake County was to build a pipeline. Instead, it built a stormwater pond. This pond has been there for a number of years, but the existence of the pond and how it was maintained has been a conflict between Mr. Sago and the county and following Magna's incorporation in 2017, now a conflict involving the Metro Township. So in order to resolve this conflict, we have negotiated a settlement by which the Magna Metro Township will purchase the portion of Mr. Sago's property on which the pond is located, and we'll do some things to clean up the pond. But why we're having this meeting is twofold. First, we just went to the Planning Commission to get the necessary subdivision approval needed to break off the portion of the property on which the pond is located. However, in doing that and getting that subdivision, what that will mean is it will place the property line for this new lot that Magna is purchasing, where the pond is located, within 9 feet of an existing building on Mr. Sago's property. Under current ordinance, we need to have a setback of 20 feet. However, in this instance, I believe that the factors set forth in Section 1992-040 of the Magna Metro Township Code apply. Those are set forth in greater detail in the staff report. But basically, the reason for this being is that Magna is not going to build anything on the pond. The reason why you have setback requirements is to ensure sufficient distance between buildings. And given that nothing will ever be built on this property, there's no need to enforce the 20-foot setback requirement because everything's going to stay the way it has for the last 40-plus years. And so that would be, you know, the first factor of enforcing it would create an unreasonable hardship for the applicant because it would prevent the applicant and Magna from from finalizing their settlement agreement. And I think that also goes to some of the other factors that does a special circumstance. You know, this isn't a lot that's going to be developed. We're doing this as part of a settlement. And so the long and short of it is, I think that the factors balance in favor of proving the variance. And so I can provide more specifics if you want, or I'll defer to Diana to provide the rest of the staff report.
Thank you. The staff is recommending approval for the variance request of the side yard setback from 20 feet to 9 feet for lot 2. And I'm looking at that's not right. That is for lot 1. It is lot 1 technically that needs that. I don't know why that says that. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. For lot 1.
Well, you wrote it on a Monday, right?
I must have wrote it on Monday.
Yeah, as the applicant is really the Magna Metro Township, as the they have an agreement with the property with the existing property owner for the subdivision, as the subdivision is approved, and not seeing any public here this evening for the hearing, I'm going to go ahead. I'll need the quick. Nathan will probably have to put this together, but at this time I'm going to go ahead and approve the variance based upon the recommendations of staff and legal counsel.
Yeah, and I don't know if we need anything more than that. I think the minutes of this meeting should suffice for that approval.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. And in light of the fact that I did receive copies of the signed agreement with the signature from Mr. Seago and the email from the county indicating that they are compelling themselves to sign as onto the agreement as well. Comfortable with approving the variance at this time, so we can complete and consummate the deal and perform the necessary transactions to get that transferred to Magna.
Right. So I think is there any other business? It's just, I don't know how you guys do the hearings, but you will need to put minutes together of this, and then those will need to be approved at
yes.
some point. But that can be the official record of the decision.
Yes, so...
Generally, yeah. The minutes would be the written decision, but I've taken minutes here, which are pretty informal, and we all have the recording uploaded to the Utah Public Notice website.
Okay.
Okay. So however you want to do it. We can put together a written decision if you want, Wendy, or we can, however you typically do it.
Yeah, that's usually, in the past, what we've used as the written decision, and that is forwarded to the applicant also, a copy of it, of the decision, and so. But however you guys want to do it, it's up to you.
No, let's do it how you've been doing it.
I'll go look up the template that I've been using for those, so I can just get it done. I think I got one somewhere.
Okay, and let me know if you need one.
I'll get that done, and then from there, is there any other business to come before this hearing officer?
No.
With that, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting, and everybody
Perfect.
Can go off and have a nice evening.
Thank you. Short and sweet as always, Greg. Bye, you guys.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Bye.
And if you're interested, we were able to land 400 vaccinations. On the 200 each on the Wednesday and tonight over at the pop up clinic. So
really,
people are getting their shots.
That's a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
I hope that they don't go to waste.
Yeah, we just need to get them all vaccinated so we can